Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to a battle like none other. This is the Top 5 Live. Two gladiators of equal strength, wit, valor, courage, and strength shall battle it out over a topic that we've never covered before. The best soundtracks to ever been composed. Elliot Ashby will battle DJ Mikeyan. There will only be one winner. 10 songs. Who will come up on top? Every movie is made by the music. It's the music that makes us cry. It's the music that makes us frightened. It's the music that moves us to change. It is that same music that we will hear tonight that will rattle you in your cage and make you think, oh my goodness, this sounds great. This is bad. It must be my Mikeyan's pick. Yes! All of this will happen tonight on the Top 5 Live. Get ready. Buckle up your seatbelts, because this is going to be one heck of a ride.
So, I said heck. Is that okay? Is that okay? I said heck. All right.
This is going to be one heck of a ride. Top 5 Live.
Sorry. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, my name is Elliot Ashby, and to my right, I got DJ Mikeyan. Why don't you give a quick introduction to who you are for all of our listeners out there?
First of all, shouts out to Pinnacle out there. Thanks a lot, Elliot. My name's DJ Mikeyan. I'm from America, and I've been out here in Seoul, South Korea for a little over 5 years now.
Okay, 5 years in the game, and I think that you are the perfect opponent because you were on the show before. We had a battle, and you won, I'm not going to lie, and so I figured it was time for you to come back on so that you could be defeated. So are you ready to accept defeat?
Yes, I'm fully ready, and I'm prepared to accept that defeat. Thank you.
All right, so check this out. We're talking about soundtracks. I know you have 5 picks. I have 5 picks as well, and I think it's only fair that I let you go first.
Sure, not a problem. Let's do this.
Do your thing, man.
All right, my first pick is from a movie called Judgment Night, and honestly, it wasn't the greatest movie, but the soundtrack is something special. It is a soundtrack that brings different kinds of musicians together that include hardcore rap and heavy metal and hardcore rock. So this soundtrack has all kinds of people from Pearl Jam and Sonic Youth doing tracks with Cypress Hill, Slayer and Ice-T together, Biohazard
wow.
and Onyx, Living Color with Run DMC, House of Pain with Helmet. So that's it, just
so
all the way down.
Rock rap collaborations going down. So lots of intensity.
Yes, hardcore and gangster all together mixed into one, and this can only happen on a movie soundtrack. So I had to put it in my top 5.
Nice. All right, let's go ahead and listen to your number 5 pick, which is Sonic Youth and Cypress Hill with the song I Love You, Mary Jane. Oh, yes, we're back with some freshness, some smoothness. That was DJ Mikeyan's number 5 pick. And you know what? I think my next song's going to be smoother than yours. That was pretty hardcore.
Yeah, I think it's not hard to get smoother than that.
Are you a violent person? Is that what that's about?
You know, there's a part of us all that we have a little violence, and if we can let it out through the music we listen to, then we don't have to let it out on our loved ones.
All right, I feel that. I think it's very important to make sure that you regulate your energy and make sure it's not all out of control, out of whack. So I'm going to go ahead and talk about my number 5. My number 5 was a movie that I think is dope. I'm talking about Above the Rim. Think of Dwayne, I can't remember his last name. I'm going to actually check it out online. Let me see if I can give you guys the proper information. Of course, Tupac was in the movie. We also had Dwayne Martin, Leon Robinson, Marlon Wayans. It was a funny movie. It was also very tragic. And the music of the movie, it just, man, I felt it. And I felt it when I wasn't even watching the movie. So, like, that's how you know a soundtrack is good, when you don't have to watch the movie for it to still evoke those same emotions. Also, it was produced by Suge Knight, and I'm afraid of Suge Knight. So that's the reason that I chose it as my number five. Also, like I said, it has a lot of diversity. You got R&B cats like SWV and H-Town alongside Warren G, Tupac, a little bit of I'll Be Sure in the mix. So a nice little conglomeration, a nice little agglomeration of different artists. Also, the Dog Pound Gangsters. Anyway, let's go ahead and play the goodness that I have for you guys. We're going to listen to Warren G featuring the late Nate Dogg with the song Regulate.
Mount up.
We're back on Night Vibe. Can you dry your eye? You okay? Why are you crying over there, man? You okay?
Yeah, I'm starting to taste defeat already.
I'm joking. He's not crying. I'm just trying to get into his mind and try to break him down. Is that possible?
I'll let you think so at least, right?
All right. What you got coming for me next at the number four spot?
Well, this movie is called Boomerang. It came out in 1992. Man. And these were just special times for me. And this is when I was really getting into music and going out and kind of finding myself as a person, getting my first true love and all that. And this soundtrack had some great tunes on it, including Boys to Men's End of the Road, which that is just a classic for everyone. There was Tony Braxton, Johnny Gill, Babyface with Tony Braxton. All of this just wonderful soul and hip-hop and New Jack music on this soundtrack.
I don't know if this is fair. I think you're cheating.
Why is that?
I don't know how you're cheating. I just think you are.
All right. But this song wasn't even necessarily the best one on the track, but it meant something special to me. And it is from a group that I really love, and they are PM Dawn. And this is a track called I Die Without You, and it is just something that I think you guys all know. And it just really represents the time for me in 1992, and it was something special.
All right, let's hear some specialness. Die Without You, beautiful song, PM Dawn. And one of the songs that you did not mention that's on the album is Tribe Called Quest with the song
Hot Sex
on the Platter. That's right. Or it's just Hot Sex. Yeah.
It's just Hot Sex, but all know it on the platter.
I think I said that three times. All right, let me stop before I get in trouble. I'm going to go ahead and go right into my number four, which is a great movie, Love Jones. It had a lot of poetry in it. So there's poetry in the soundtrack. You also have some classic hits from Maxwell. We got some Groove Theory, got Escape. We got a little bit of jazz with Cassandra Wilson. The Brand New Heavies doing their thing. Kenny Lattimore, Duke Ellington, John Coltrane. I mean, what more could I say? Dion Ferris with the song Hopeless. I was almost going to play that track, but I decided the song that I really wanted to hear was from Lauryn Hill, The Sweetest Thing, because it really captures the essence of what's going down. Now, I don't know what to say because we're coming up on a break. And I feel like your number four was very, very strong. I really like Love Jones. It's a soundtrack, too. I'm going to have to go back. I might have to accept defeat on my number four. I'm going to think about it, and I want the listeners to let me know what you guys think. Up next, we have Lauryn Hill with the song Sweetest Thing. We'll be right back on Night Vibe. Oh, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, we're right back on Night Vibe. DJ Markeen, how you doing, man?
All right.
Are you feeling all right, man? It's feeling groovy.
Groovy.
All right, we're doing a battle, but we're doing a smooth battle right now. A battle over smoothness. Who's smoother? I'm going to say smooth, and he's going to say smooth, and you tell me who's smoother. All right, y'all ready? Smooth.
Smooth.
Wait. Smooth.
Smooth.
All right. So I want you guys to tell me who has a smoother list tonight. You guys can always go to our website, tbsefm.so.kr. Click on the Night Vibe page and leave us a message on the message board. Let us know who you think is winning right now. You can also hit us up on our Facebook page, facebook.com/Night Vibe 1013. So let's go ahead and jump right back into things. I think my number four was pretty strong. Yours was strong. I'm gonna say that was a tie. Number three, what you got?
Well, before we get into that, you know, the battle is top five movie soundtracks. And if it's talking about an album in the whole, you might have edged me out. But if we're just talking about the track that we just played for the battle, you know, it might have been going my way. So it's a toss-up. So it all just depends, right?
I see.
All right, so let's move on to my number three pick. And it is a wonderful movie you all know and love. And it's called Trainspotting. And it's something a little bit different for you guys out there.
I'm sorry, I have to stop you. I just thought about something you said. You said that your song might have edged me out.
Might have.
But I just realized Lauryn Hill anything beats anyone's anything.
Oh, well, you know, that if you're talking about, like, who's better as a person or as an artist, you know, you can't beat that.
No, I mean, Lauryn Hill's Sweetest Thing. I mean, come on now.
All right. I submit that one.
Trainspotting.
I'm going to try to bring it back, though. I'm going to try to come back with number three, Trainspotting, which is a wonderful movie in itself. Also, something classic and something very different with you guys. And it's bring some diversity to the show. We know we have some other listeners out there, and we really appreciate that. So this Trainspotting soundtrack, it was so successful that they came out with another one the next year. So that's how they roll. The first one, though, had Iggy Pop, New Order, Pulp, Lou Reed, Blur. So it was really hitting it. And the most popular track that was really a great track at the end of the movie was called Born Slippy, and it was by Underworld. And that is my number three pick here from Trainspotting, Born Slippy.
All right, Born Slippy. All right, my number three, I don't have very much to say. There was a film called Beach Street. It was revolutionary the time that it came at. It definitely left us with a statement of what hip-hop was all about, talked about all the different elements, and there was a song called Beach Street Breakdown. Of course, we know Grandmaster Flash, Melly Mel, the Furious Five, doing their thing with Beach Street Breakdown. So let's go ahead and do it. I mean, nothing more to say.
Let's break it down.
Oh yes, ladies and gentlemen, we're back in the mix. We have two songs coming at you back to back. This is the number two spot. For my number two, I want to play something from the soundtrack of Dead Presidents. It is a great, great album. Let me tell you a few things on it before I let my kin introduce his number three. Sly and the Family Stone with If You Want to Stay. Walk On by Isaac Hayes. James Brown with The Payback. The Spinners. There's too many, really. Barry White. The Dramatics. Al Green, the OJs with Love Train. I mean, it gets crazy. Anyway, let's go ahead and hear the track that I think is super classic. The song is called I Miss You by Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes, and that's my number three. What about you?
That's our number twos, actually, right?
Yes, number two. I was joking.
Yeah. Trying to throw me off, man.
It's
funny. I see. Trying to throw me off.
Get in your mind.
Right? But I'm with it, though. That was a great number two. My number two is from a ridiculously awesome movie, many people's favorite actually, Pulp Fiction, and you can't deny that. This movie is coming right at you with it. Now, the thing about this movie, it brings all the surfer music and all this old rock and roll and that feeling that you got. Stuff that we didn't really listen to as much, but we really enjoyed it, and it really communicated with the movie itself, and it kind of gave you the atmosphere that you needed to enjoy the film. And that's really why I put it close to the top of my list. And, you know, I don't even want to mention all of the people that were in it because you didn't know. But most people don't remember that you have Al Green and you have Kool & the Gang on this soundtrack. So it's really good. But the one track that was very famous and it gave birth to a band called Urge Overkill, it was a Neil Diamond cover and it was called Girl, You'll Be a Woman Soon. And you guys all know that one.
So we'll listen to your track first by Urge Overkill, Girl, You'll Be a Woman Soon. We'll follow that up with Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes with the song I Miss You, featuring my main man, Teddy Pendergrass.
Guess what?
It ain't no future, babe.
Oh yes, we're finally at the number one spot. My number one song is Michael Jackson featuring Diana Ross with the song Ease On Down the Road from the Wiz soundtrack. What's your number one, man?
My number one is from one of the greatest artists, from one of the greatest albums, and one of the greatest movies. It's called Purple Rain from Prince, and that was his first appearance with Prince and the Revolution. Purple Rain was it. And then there was Let's Go Crazy, and then there was When Doves Cry. I mean, there were so many tunes on that track, and it just meant so much to so many people, including myself. I just had to put it right at the top, at the number one spot.
Yo, great job tonight. Thanks for coming on, man.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
All right, let's listen to these songs. We'll be right back on Night Vibe.